An American soldier who fled to North Korea is going to be sent back. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. North Korean state media reports Travis King, who went there after being jailed in South Korea on assault charges back in July, will be expelled from the country.
The soldier ran across the border from South Korea to the north after going on a civilian tour of the demilitarized zone. He'd been facing a dishonorable discharge from the U.S. Army. No word yet on when, how, or where the expulsion will take place.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A looting spree in Philadelphia. Groups of masked thieves ransacked stores, 15 to 20 of them arrested so far.
Police say the looting is not connected to earlier protests that broke out after charges were dropped against a former officer involved in a fatal shooting last month. As of 3 o'clock this morning, police were still actively responding to reports of looting and property damage throughout the city.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. 7 Republicans running for president will debate again tonight on Fox Business and Fox News Radio, but like the first one, former President Trump is skipping it. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be center stage and tells Fox,
I think it's interesting and he's not willing to stand on that stage. I think he owes it to all the voters to show up, defend his record.
Now, the former president says a judge in New York's ruling that he's liable for fraud related to the Trump Organization in a civil lawsuit is a slandering of a great company, part of a witch hunt. Former President Trump will be meeting with striking auto workers instead of debating tonight in Michigan, the day after President Biden went to a picket line in Wayne, Michigan.
Let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
Iran claims it successfully launched an imaging satellite into orbit amid concerns that Iran's space technology could be part of a future nuclear weapons program. An American astronaut is finally back on Earth.
Touchdown confirmed at 6:17 a.m. Central Time. Rubio's record ride comes to an end.
That's from NASA TV. Frank Rubio spent 371 days in space, the most ever for a U.S. astronaut. America's listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Congress has just 4 days left to fund the government to avert a partial shutdown next month. The Senate has a plan that House Republicans do not support. They're working on their own version that includes spending cuts Senate Democrats oppose.
The Senate short-term spending bill would fund the government through November 17th. The bill includes $6 billion for Ukraine, a major drop from what the Biden administration requested in August. House Republicans like Texas Congressman Chip Roy already pouncing on the deal over its spending levels, Ukraine funding, and lack of border provisions.
And nothing to deal with the border. Nothing. Zero changes at the border.
Speaker McCarthy says he will likely bring his own spending bill to the House floor Friday that will, quote, secure the border. It's unclear if he has the votes to pass it, but the House is moving on individual spending bills this week. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Senator Bob Menendez will be arraigned today, the New Jersey Democrat and his wife facing federal bribery charges. Menendez says he'll be exonerated, and the senator is ignoring calls from some fellow Democrats to resign. While the auto workers' strike enters its 13th day, another is over.
The 148-day writer's strike coming to an end. Leadership from the Writers Guild of America officially voting to authorize members to return to work. Studios represented by the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers and the union finally announced the tentative agreement on a new 3-year contract Sunday night after a full weekend of work on the deal. The writers still have to vote to ratify the contract themselves, but lifting the strike will allow them to work during that process. The Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, still remains out on strike. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, but not nearly as much as stocks fell yesterday. The Dow dropped nearly 400 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Decatur Fire was on the scene at Primient Monday. A flash fire occurred in the Decatur plant. Flames were isolated to the feedhouse unit operation. Good news, nobody hurt, and no other operations experienced any disruptions. Champaign County Sheriff's Office investigating after deputies said a man approaching two young children in a St. Joseph backyard. Deputies say the incident, as they called it, happened Friday at Cedar Drive and East Warren Streets. The kids involved were 9 and 4. It's the second instance of a man approaching Central Illinois the previous week. Illinois State Police investigating after an inmate at the Champaign County Jail died over the weekend. They say correctional staff found the person unresponsive at about 2:30 Sunday morning. Staff and emergency medical crews performing life-saving measures, but unsuccessful in reviving that inmate. Police and fire continue to investigate this incident. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Off we go. It is September
27.
I knew that. A little prompting. That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J, and good Wednesday morning. Meteorologist Greg Solier brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, always looking to increase the team. If you're looking for a job that gives you plenty of opportunities for growth, consider carl.org/careers.
Well, Mr. Meteorologist, got a little bit of a flash red on my map over my grill last night. It kind of came and went. Got a little rain on my house anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of the way the nature of the beast here, with its ability to just kind of meander and auger slowly south and eastward across our part of the Corn Belt, heading towards the Ohio the next 18 to 24 hours. Little spokes of energy, get some daytime heating and some increasingly cold air up aloft. And the way you manufacture this stuff, and sometimes it just doesn't move, and sometimes it blossoms out into significant rains, as we're seeing from St. Louis to Carbondale to Vincennes, Indiana. That corridor this morning south of I-70, an inch or two in the gauges. Still some stuff south and east of Indianapolis, and it's rained for about 6 hours straight in Bureau County up north of Peoria. That stuff is finally beginning to move, and some of those gauges there with flood warnings in effect are running at 3 to 5 inches. So this stuff is the nature of a late summertime setup, and it's just that here as we transition into a nice warm ridge up aloft. So if you're tired of the dampness and the spotty and sporadic rains from a harvest and dry down standpoint, much better weather ahead later this week and a good part of next week too. Nice mild morning when we ought to typically be in the 40s here for a September morn. 60 at Willard and Savoy, 59 at Rantoul later today, up to 74. That's average for the time of year, and about half the area later this morning and this afternoon. A couple of scattered random showers and thunderstorms across the area. Down tonight to an overnight low to 59. Some of that stuff lingers this evening. Some patchy late night fog. We think we'll be in the drier sinking air ability of this weather system tomorrow. So no rain, some clouds around and some sun, and a high near 75 after a fog patch early in the day. Here comes the warm-up for Friday, 80 there. Here comes the warm-up for the weekend as well. West Lafayette high of 81 will be about the same here. In East Central Illinois, sunny for the weekend, 82 Sunday, low to mid-80s Monday to Wednesday next week, with the next chance for a couple of showers, thunderstorms, and portion of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the dean of the Geese College of Business, Jeff Brown, who just got off the Peloton. You look sweaty, sweaty and in shape, man. Way to go, Jeff.
That's right.
How you doing, Stevie? Hey, Dan. How you guys doing today?
Good. We're doing good, except what are you doing, man?
Right.
You're stepping down from the greatest job you've ever had until you start working with me on the Jeff Brown Show. This will be awesome,
man. I
love
that idea, Stevie.
What's up? I mean, you just became dean like a month ago. What happened? What's going on here?
You know, it really has been the best job of my life, and I'm in my ninth year. And honestly, look, I mean this. I just think it's the right time for the college to make a transition. I figured that I never really intended to serve more than a decade in this role. I think at some point leaders can get a little stale, and I'm not there yet. But, you know, it's like quarterbacks. You don't want to stay a season too long, you know. And I think this is just a really good time for the college. We're about to open a whole brand-new building. We're getting ready to really get into some interesting conversations about what the next decade of higher ed is going to look like. And feels like it's the right time to make the transition.
Well, what are you going to do for the next 40 years, my former neighbor? What the heck, man? What are you doing?
Well, I'm not done. I'm not done yet. I am going to do one thing first that I've promised myself, which is I've been in this business for almost 25 years, and I've never taken a real sabbatical. So I am going to take some time and recharge a little bit. And I'll do some writing and thinking and have conversations, but I'm also going to just take some time to recharge. And then I've promised myself I'm not going to make any decisions about what is next until I've done that. So maybe a year from now, I'll be able to give you some answers.
Yeah, but that's awesome. Well, you've earned it. You've worked really hard. This job is pretty much 24/7. Your legacy, Jeff Brown, on the Tapman's Towing phone line, your legacy is going to be Larry Geese. You got Larry Geese to donate $150 million. I might have given it if you'd asked me, but nobody asked me. That's fine. Whatever. I mean, that's...
Well, you know, there's still time. Although I don't know if
Catherine
would fit on a
T-shirt. Yeah, there you go. Listen, I could have given you $150. Listen, that's an amazing story of how you met Larry Geese and how that evolved. That was an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I will always be grateful to Larry and the Bass Geese for their generosity, but even more so just for believing in this college. I mean, they, you know, we shared a vision about what we could do to what we call democratize education and make it accessible to more people. And he believed in that vision, and man, did he ever put his money where his mouth is. And he has stayed so engaged and so passionate and so involved. It's really been just an incredible blessing for this college to have the Geese family involved. It really has.
It's really, really amazing. And that's still to date the largest gift ever given. Is that right?
Yeah, certainly the largest single gift ever given. I mean, we've had, obviously Tom Siebel and the Granger Foundation have given very large sums of money, and I don't know the current totals, but Larry's was certainly the single largest gift, and I think it was the largest cumulative at the time. But hopefully, as I told Larry, I think I may have told him this the day of his gift, just in jest. I said, "Well, Larry, it's the biggest gift in the history of this university, but I hope that record gets broken really soon." You know, we wanted it to, and he wants it too. He wants it to inspire others to give as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff Brown, I think it's a fantastic run you've had, and you've done so many good things. And now Geese College of Business totally on the map. As you said, it's growing. And Diane and I were just in there.
Yeah, it just has such good energy.
Yeah, it's a good feel in that building.
Kind of an atrium feel when you walk in.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
It's an amazing place, and there is an energy about it now and a pride. People have a spring in their step. You know, we've regained our rightful place as the business school that students want to go to, and that's not going to change. You know, we've got the school in a really good place. We're going to get some amazing candidates to be the next dean, and I think the provost will probably just have a hard decision about which of any group of amazing candidates to choose from.
I really want that job. I really want that job because this is
what your name in, man.
I would just call Jeff. Jeff, what would you do here? I mean, that's all I do. Just Jeff.
Communication is a good part of the job.
Boom.
I know you got that skill.
Boom. And anything hard, I just call you, man. That's all I do. So, how is the farm? How do you like farm living? How do you like that?
Well, let's be clear. I'm out in a more rural area now, but I wouldn't say we live on a farm. We still live in a neighborhood. It's just a very rural neighborhood, and I love that I can literally sit in my kitchen. I got windows on all four sides of that kitchen, and I can look out and see trees in every direction.
That's
very
cool.
Peaceful.
But
we love it.
I just have to go back because you're in your three-piece suit, and you're sitting there, kind of that whole Green Acres feel, because that's who you are, citizen farmer. Anyway, Jeff, congratulations. Way to go. Great contributions for all the University of Illinois and the Geese College of Business. We're going to miss you in that role, but you got lots going on. Everybody in the country is going to call you for something. Jeff, appreciate your time.
Well,
and by the way,
since
you hung around on Air Force One with George W. and all these experiences you had 25 years, I got the title of your book. It's called Takeoffs and Landings. Boom. Boom.
Okay.
Jeff Brown, you're sitting in the cover right there with your hand on your chin. Let's work the camera. Anyway, congratulations, Jeff. Really, really tremendous job.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate all that you do for this community, and appreciate your friendship, Stevie.
All right, buddy. Good going.
Good talk to you too, Diane.
Go Illini.
All right.
That's Jeff Brown, dean of the college of the Geese College of Business. So,
and he's still got a few months. So,
yeah, he's stepping down.
Announcing that,
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's in 2024.
Well, still.
But still.
He's a lame duck. anyway, it's great to talk. He's a really, really good guy. All right, let's check your sports headlines. It is 7:15. And
the Cubs blew it. I mean,
it's a fly ball
deficit.
It's 6-0. They're beating Atlanta, a really important game. All of a sudden, you look up at 6-5, bottom of the eighth, second and third, two outs, fly ball. Yeah, I heard Pat Hughes on the call. He says, fly ball, it's handleable. Suzuki, he dropped the ball. It went over his glove.
Oh,
it was definitely something in the lights for a blip, mm-hmm. and he just missed. Just barely.
Ugh.
Just over the tip. You never see this.
Right.
Two runs scored. Braves win 7-6. And it's a crushing loss. The Cubs have got to talk to themselves and say, that's okay. Let's get the one today. We forgot that. You have to have short memories. You got to have the same energy. They looked awesome all game. It was a tough one. Now they got to battle back against a really hard Atlanta team. They're really talented. But it was a tough loss. Cubs are still in the playoffs. They're a half a game ahead of Miami, who has a doubleheader because of their rainout last night.
Mm.
Two games in New York City against the Mets. And then the Reds won. They beat Cleveland. They've only got four games left. They just got to win the rest and get some help. But it looks like it's going to be the Cubs most likely or Miami now. But the Cubs got to win a baseball game.
And Milwaukee is in it, even though St. Louis beat them 4-1 yesterday.
By virtue of the Cubs' loss, that means it was either a Milwaukee win or a Cubs loss. And that's how that works.
That's right. So let's get your Redbird recap.
With Matt Pauley filling in for Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night at American Family Field in Milwaukee, the Cardinals beat the Brewers 4-1. Yet the Brewers celebrated a Central Division championship because the Cubs lost down in Atlanta. And you hear the cheer by the Cub fans. I can still hear them cheering this morning as the Cardinals celebrated a 4-1 win last night. Miles Michaelis was terrific.
He really was. He goes out there 7 innings. He was scuffled along through the first 3 innings, and then he locked it in the fourth and never looked back. One of his best starts of the year.
Michaelis retired 15 of the last 16 batters he faced, and good relief work from Drew Verhagen and Ryan Helsley struck out the side to nail down save number 13. Tonight, the Cardinals are going to go with Zach Thompson against Wade Miley. Thompson is 5-7. Miley 9-4. We're on the air at 5:45 with the pregame. Matt Pauley, who's sitting in for Ricky Orton, will go over the lineups at 6:30. I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:40. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So, it's really all about baseball. Arizona beat Chicago's White Sox 15-4. 1-10 start for that series to continue. Our Illinois volleyball team in action at 8 against Penn State in Huff Hall on Friday night. Illinois and Purdue in West Lafayette at 2:30 on Saturday.
Check your weather. Come back with a Stever. Don't go away.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Nuys vicinity still in the grip of this cutoff upper low that'll continue to slowly pinwheel south towards the Ohio. Still a couple of showers and spots here for the next 24 hours or so. And then better weather with a big pattern shift to warmer, to milder, and drier across the area too. And that'll be centered on the weekend and through the first half of next week. Partly sunny though for the day-to-day. A couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around later this morning, and more so this afternoon. To 74 on a light east southeasterly wind. A couple of showers, thunderstorms, and spots early on tonight. Patchy late night fog and 59. Tomorrow, some patchy fog early on. Then becoming partly cloudy, dry days worth of weather and 75 with a light north wind. Friday, some patchy fog early, then sunshine. The high near 80. Weekend forecast 81 here and over at West Lafayette. Sunshine 82 on Sunday. Loaded mid 80s Monday through Wednesday next week. Next chance for a couple of showers mid next week as well. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon shares are narrowly higher this morning after the 4% slump that followed the Federal Trade Commission accusing Amazon of anti-competitive practices. Though Barron says the case will likely take years to go through the courts. And even if the FTC eventually wins the case, it's not obvious what comes next. Shoppers are still buying from discount fashion retailer H&M. Its summer quarter earnings top predictions, though H&M does say hot weather in Europe has cut into sales in September. Airlines and airport operators in Europe are anticipating a busy winter travel season and are planning to hire thousands of workers. The International Air Transport Association is predicting global passenger traffic will almost reach 2019 levels by the end of December. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Illini fans, gear up for the football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Could be the next special assistant St. Louis Cardinals. His name is Mike Turner. He's a baseball guru. Mike!
I try to be a baseball guru and Cardinal fan, as you mentioned, but a little hard this year.
Well, opening day, we lost 10-9. And you know what? I don't ever want to hear that we had the best record in spring training, because that didn't work. Okay? That just didn't work.
Yeah, spring training records will get you trouble. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Anyway, good to have Mike Turner. He's a big shot at Carpet Weavers. Good man. So, today's a Stever day for you. I'm giving out $500 to two people. They're going to come in there. They're going to be overwhelmed because you have a lot of things, Mike, don't you?
We have plenty of things. We want you to take some of our things. But, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to... Got a lot of stuff to show you, all the flooring we've ever had. LVP's the hot new one that everybody seems to be excited about these days. And then obviously all the furniture.
Yeah.
And coming up is National Karastan Month for us. That's nicer product.
Carpet. Yeah, that, carpet. Right? Yeah.
From Mohawk. Yeah, mostly carpet, but like everybody else, they've branched out into other lines as well. But that's the whole month of October, so come see some Karastan products if you guys want to check that out.
Yeah, and you got people waiting as they walk in. They're going to get some help. They're going to get some guidance. They're going to get, you know, an estimate and all these other things you guys mm-hmm. provide. Our bedroom floor looks really good.
Nice.
It's a Carpet Weaver's product now, and you guys put it in like five.
You're still wishing you'd have put that in yourself.
I could have done it, but, you know, your crew did it in 5 minutes, so whatever.
Right.
I mean, it was just stunning. I walk in the room, it's like, done. What the heck?
Well, and for me, Mike, I have trouble, like, pulling the colors together. You know, like, your design team will really walk you through a lot of these issues, right?
Yep, absolutely. They'll work with anybody that, you know, some people come in with their own ideas, some people don't have any at all, and we'll work with both and give you all the advice you can handle.
Yeah, so, well, Mike does that because he's kind of an interior designer on the side, I understand, right? Is that right?
Right, that's, yeah. You do not want me helping with that. We leave that to the experts. I'll take care of the numbers.
Hey, buddy, we appreciate you. Mike Turner, good man. Carpet Weavers are Stever. Okay, man, we'll be in touch, but we'll let you know here what happens today. So,
sounds good.
You're the man.
Have a good day, everyone.
Okay, buddy. Mike Turner, Carpet Weavers. So it's $500. You take it in and spend it. Is that going to be too hard for you?
I would love this offer. Are people texting in? Should I try to block some texts?
Well, you can block them all. And our winner is Diane Anderson.
Exactly.
Fake that thing.
Yes. Use your license.
Is Diane Anderson. There you go. And then go on with the fake nose and glasses because they'll recognize you too. Okay. So again, you just text me Carpet Weavers if you want to be considered for $500. If I'm standing in the corner and you walk out of the post office in Philo and I have $500 bills, would you take them?
I would.
If I said you have to go to Carpet Weavers to spend it.
I'd do that too.
Okay.
Family owned in 1988. They've got 10 locations. The one we're looking at is 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Okay, so just text in Carpet Weavers. You want to be considered. And if you don't want my $500, okay, whatever. I could, because they've got all the accessorizing things.
Right.
Like, anyway, it's $500. It could be toward a big project. Knock off $500. You can never find this. There's no other place on earth that gives this kind of money because it's mine.
Open 8 to 6, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Okay, so 217-359-2255. If you're not a member of the Stevers, you just sign up and then. Actually, I think I'll do it text today.
Okay.
I might put it online.
Okay.
All right, so 217-359-2255, and again, text Carpet Weavers if you want $500. Okay, that's it. We'll be right back. Coming up, it's Wednesday. My brother Johnny, Ed Martin from Phyllis Schlafly, Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund coming up, and then after 8, it's County Clerk Aaron Ammons.
Okay.
That's on today as well.
And we love hearing from you, 217-359-2255. The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit cuhabitat.org.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's announced that an American soldier who fled to North Korea in July, Travis King, is being deported.
Pyongyang's announced the U.S. Army private is to be expelled. The soldier ran across the border from South Korea to the north after going on a civilian tour of the demilitarized zone. He'd been facing a dishonorable discharge from the U.S. Army.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, no word yet when King might be released or where he'll be sent. The Senate advances a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown Sunday.
House Republicans like Texas Congressman Chip Roy already pouncing on the deal over its spending levels.
And nothing to deal with the border.
Speaker McCarthy says he will likely bring his own spending bill to the House floor Friday that will, quote, secure the border. It's unclear if he has the votes to pass it, but the House is moving on individual spending bills this week.
Fox Ryan Schmelz, the Senate bill would keep the government funded until November 17th. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, authorities in Champaign asking for the public's help through Crime Stoppers in identifying a man accused of stealing from the city's two Target stores. September 12, the man walked into Target on Prospect Avenue, grabbed numerous items, and made no attempt to pay. Total loss of merchandise for both locations reported at over $1,000. Champaign County Coroner released the name of the man who died in the county jail Sunday. An autopsy done yesterday on 33-year-old Raymond Gwynn was pronounced dead at about 6 a.m. Sunday after having been found unresponsive in a holding cell. No cause of death is going to be released until toxicology tests are complete. Decatur Federation of Teaching Assistants and the Decatur Public Schools District 61 Board of Education have reached a tentative agreement in their contract negotiations. It comes after a long first mediation session Monday night. Details were finalized earlier in the week. Members voting on Thursday and Friday to ratify the agreement. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ambis Saturday still in the grip of this upper circulation, slowly auguring its way down to the Ohio. The next 18 to 24 hours, and a big warm ridge of high pressure takes hold, and it's a late summer feel around these parts that takes us through the middle part of next week, at least for openers. For the day-to-day, partly sunny, a couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms break out later this morning. Best coverage is in here for this afternoon over about half the area, 5 to 74, on a light southeast to east wind. A couple of showers, thunderstorms, and spots early on tonight. Patchy late-night fog down to 59 for the low. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy as some patchy fog early in the day. The high to 75. Here comes the warm-up for Friday into the weekend. Highs near 80 with sunshine after a fog patch too early Friday. Weekend forecast here and over at West Lafayette. Sunny, warm, and 81. Sunday up to 82. Low to mid-80s Monday to Wednesday next week. Couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm the second half of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yeah, I had mentioned I got a little note from YouTube. It said, you know, back in the COVID days, I cited that I thought there probably more kids, something about COVID, and that kids weren't apparently, as thank God, weren't very affected as they were. And they said, well, it's misinformation. So I think I was right. And I don't know how it all settled out in some of the stats and stuff. But for whatever reason, kids were not as dramatically hit as the elderly and those with pre-existing.
Right. We were more worried about the flu.
Well, I think we're on YouTube, and I think we're on Facebook Live this morning.
Okay.
For now. Ladies and gentlemen, he is president of Eagle Forum, the Eagle Defense Fund. He is a lawyer. He's a best-selling author. His name is Ed Martin. Ed, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I don't know what...
You're trying to knock us off. I'm doing great, thank you. Everything's good. I'm in the swamp today, and the swamp is a lot going on here. So,
Brother Johnny is where we are. All ought to be. Bible study, 24/7. Johnny!
Hey, good morning, CJ. Yeah, we're going to get ready for salt water coming up the river because there's no rain up in Illinois. It's killing us. The river's not moving fast enough to keep the golf out is the bottom line. Very interesting.
So we need more fresh water push down rain all the way to the Mississippi to the Gulf, huh?
All the way through the Mississippi River Valley. Yeah, we got to have more rain.
All right, so tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
The lineup for the second GOP debate is set. With one fewer candidate from the stage, here's the lineup for tonight. Leading off, Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott. Almost an MLB batting order there. California Governor Gavin Newsom will be attending the GOP debate tonight in a call with the Democratic National Committee. Newsom reportedly said, quote, "I think when you look at the next debate, you will look at the contrast between the two parties at the moment. It's as different as daylight and darkness. I don't know how they get away with their rhetoric. It's just not even an interesting debate."
He's a liar. You disgust me. How can you live with yourself? You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, do you got Kevin? How do you not love Elf? How do you not like Will Ferrell, man? So you've got Gavin Newsom. It's going to take some camera time, I suppose. What do you expect from tonight's debate? Donald Trump leads by 45-50 points on everybody.
Yeah.
What are they doing at the Reagan Library tonight?
Well, I mean, a couple things. One, the media's got to cover something, so I expect a story on, you know, one or two of these candidates sort of doing well, quote unquote. I don't know how you're going to judge that. You pointed to this more interesting sub story. Gavin Newsom, who is considered one of the top three or four, look at a map that was generated after his last governor's race. He raised money like a presidential candidate because California is so important and being governor is such a big job. You can shake down everybody across the country. But the idea that he's going there to be this sort of respondent is kind of interesting, right? And then they announced that he and Ron DeSantis are going to do a debate on Fox News in the fall, I think a month or two from now, and Sean Hannity's going to be the MC. I mean, certainly Newsom's profile is rising, and he says he's not running, but I think he's the establishment Democrats' choice to replace Biden. But as I've told you, Biden's not going to yield. So I don't know how they're going to do this, but it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, I think the establishment Republican is DeSantis. So there you have it. You got the second team right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's I'm trying to decide. I'm sure I got to watch it. Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know where I haven't heard from him in some time. I know that opposition has been working hard to pound on him a little bit, but have not heard a lot from Vivek lately.
I know in these cycles, everybody, a lot of times someone will get his moment in the sun, right? And it looked like that, but I agree with you. He's also getting a ton of scrutiny. And again, he sort of disappeared, but I do think he'll probably do well. He is a fresh face, and people are sick of the usual stuff. You know, the primary is going to be the war, and those people that are still hanging in for the war, that's not a Republican position now. I'm talking about Ukraine, and that's one thing. I will bet you guys $5 that Fox News brings up abortion and makes it a bigger part of the conversation than it should be in terms of issues that the Americans care about, but they're going to do that because they love that right now in the national media to try to make that a big story.
Well, and I think that the candidates are all going to look fine, Steve. I mean, all of them could probably do an okay job that I see. Right. I don't like Christie very well, but I just think it's more of a movement, and I do like Newsom's light versus darkness. I don't know that he understands what side he's on.
That's exactly right.
That's what you got. And I think Trump is clearly, you know, one representative of a good chunk. And I don't know whether Biden is, but he's just there like a flag. You know, that's the symbol of wokeism and progressivism. And that's where the battle is. I'm afraid of Newsom much more Eddie, because he's so fluid and he's silver tongued.
No question.
Pretty good looking. So, that'd be a problem.
Okay, so Donald Trump been cheating on his businesses for years. Fraud. Here's a congressman.
They are prosecuting him. They are censoring him. They are punishing him in every way possible.
They really don't want him to run, Ed.
You know, but I got to say, guys, I'm a little depressed today. So, you know, at the end of this, Johnny can lift my spirits. But I got to tell you, this lawfare situation where the government and the forces that oppose we the people can use the law and the system against the citizens. You guys know I do a lot of January 6th stuff. It makes me sick to tell the stories and the details, but it just never ends. I mean, this is such a fraudulent decision by the judge. Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, he says, when the property next door that's one-fifth the size is listed at $40 million. And more importantly, all of this is about loans and bank games. They all got whole. The banks aren't complaining. If they were, they'd be suing them themselves. It's just made-up stuff, guys. But I got to tell you, it works to really damage people. It's really hurting people. From the guys fighting bar complaints, like Eastman in California and Sidney Powell in Texas and other places, to the Trump indictments, to the January 6th. I mean, one after another, it's just brutal. And it's actually, that's the word, it's brutalizing. And I have to tell you, it reminds me of, I'm sorry, this is what I think, of the Bolshevik Revolution, the Russian coup in 1917, and how they acted to the people. And it is very disturbing. And I don't think it's going to stop. I think it's going to accelerate. I think more hinges on the 2024 election than I ever could have imagined. I think if they win, they really will put people like you and me, Stevie, in jail for what we're doing. Johnny may dodge it because he's sort of retired, and they'll just say, well, he's old and he's just praying. But I mean, the rest of us.
I might be the worst one, Eddie. I might be the worst one.
That's true. I got to
tell you that the general liberal versus conservative argument has always been, do we need bigger government or smaller government? And the conservative fear is a bigger government will turn on you. And that's right. What you're seeing. We got this monstrous government, laws nobody knows what's in them or how many or how old, and there's libraries now, there's gigabytes of them. You can take any law and twist it to get you, me, or Eddie, Stevie, and there's nothing we can do. And this is what regimes do when they get totalitarian power. They just say, you're the bad guy, not me, and they get rid of you.
We're going to go ahead.
And that's what they're doing right in front of us.
And to take it one step further, though, there's a guy named Mike Benz. If you haven't seen him, Stevie, I'll send you a link. He was in the government. He writes about how cyber stuff works and all. But one of the things he's been talking about is how our CIA in other countries builds organizations that then further what the CIA wants, including nonprofits and schools and all that. They build up these. And what you're seeing, like the Anti-Defamation League is just attacking conservatives and Republicans. There's like a network of not just government that are silencing. So you can get canceled. Russell Brand is a lunatic comedian from England. He's not conservative. He's not a pro-life. He's a lunatic. And he's canceled because it turns out he was promiscuous all throughout his 30s and 40s, and some of the women didn't like it now. And yet they're going to try to cancel Rumble, one of the free speech, kind of YouTube alternatives, because Russell Brand was on there. And my point is they have a network, government, yes, but a network of big media and big tech that are destroying, canceling, diminishing we the people. And it's accelerating. And you say that this is what they do in regimes. I'm sorry, Johnny. What they do next is line you up and shoot you. They don't stop usually. They go right all the way. And I'm telling you, I think when you see at 2024, they swear in a president and they say insurrection and sedition all around us, these people that are talking about election fraud. I mean, I'm not joking when I say it's getting worse and worse and accelerating faster than I ever thought it could happen.
Well, and that's just technology, Eddie, but there's also the technology used to make you think it's accelerating faster than
that's
it is.
Right. People, that's right. Yeah,
the
that's
people
right.
aren't being brought along as fast as they want them to. They're just telling us they are. The election is critical because then they then you can say, see, everybody agrees with what we're saying. That's why without a fair election, and if there is election fraud, then that we can't stop, then we're going to lose the republic. That's all there is to because it's going to boil down to just a few people.
If Republicans win, it'll be Russian interference. Hillary Clinton's out there already saying
exactly.
That. I mean, what the heck? So it's like, okay, the Republicans invented questioning election results. The Democrats, that's ridiculous.
But that, what you said was very interesting because Hillary was caught propagating the Russian interference. We went through all that.
Yeah.
Yet they're still confident enough, Eddie, to say it's going to be Russian interference.
Yeah, what?
It's them that had the Russian interference. And they're telling, it's kind of like the Affordable Care Act and the Inflation Reduction Act. Whatever they're saying is the title. You look, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
And this is what goes on. In the, we used to read with horror about Mao Zedong and then the Bolsheviks and the Nazis. And some of the things they would do, exactly the same thing to their people. And we'd say, how can they be that dumb? And,
guys, I could go with 100 people and randomly in my town, and nobody's going to know about the Bolshevik Revolution. Nobody's going to know about Mao Zedong, and nobody's going to know about the Nazis even anymore. I'm telling you, it's nuts. Okay, one more story.
The retailer says it'll close the stores on October 21st, citing theft and organized retail crime as the reasons. The stores are in four states, New York, Washington, California, and Oregon. Target says it first added security personnel to the stores in an attempt to stem the tide, but when that failed, the decision was made to close them. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Any coincidence they're all Democratic-controlled policies? I mean, these are Target. Target's closing in force because they can't put up. They can't possibly take the losses on the crime.
And those states, by the way, are all total mail-in ballots signed the outside of the. Okay, so they're total controlled by Democrats. That's a coincidence too.
Look. When Joe Biden talked about the shutdown the other day, he said. If there's a shutdown, it's going to be terribly damaging to Black Americans. That's what he said. Now, what he means is there's a whole bunch of poor people that won't get their benefits on time. But he says Black, right? Up in Philadelphia last night, they rioted. And they rioted and went into liquor stores. And they've taken social media video of themselves bringing out the liquor and all. All African-American faces. And you know, no one is saying... on the left side, on the Democrat side, this is wrong. Don't do it. They're saying, oh, my gosh, what a system that we got in place that has people this desperate and all this stuff. Look, again, I started to feel a little better when Johnny said, you're watching too much, basically, social media, and they're making us crazy. I think that's probably right. But then I realized the fact. I mean, the facts are people vote for this insanity. They have. I mean, Johnny's going to tell me that they're not fooled and they're not going to. But I think this. Watch what happens in the next 12 months in terms of the narrative machine telling us that things are falling apart and it's Trump's fault with a straight face.
That's right.
They say on the TV,
they look at the camera
with a straight face and they say the border's insane because of Trump.
Yeah.
Like, what? No one throws it says you're not allowed to lie like us.
There's not a bunch of rioting. They're just going to show some rioting if there is any. And the other thing is, no, the poor are going to miss their checks. Neither the congressmen nor the poor are going to meet their checks. And they're going to be able to do it. And they're going to say, the Republicans wouldn't let us, but we're making sacrifices. We can't let the people down. And that just plays into their narrative. The common sense never wins these budget arguments. But
right.
It's just they never do. And that's why we owe $33 trillion in counting.
All right, last question. Ed, will there be a government shutdown?
Yeah, 100%. I hope, but I don't think it will succeed in being messaged as we have to have a system that works to have accountability. Matt Gaetz has led this idea, the congressman from Florida, of saying, hey, vote up or down on each of the bills, not these massive omnibus bills, and I don't think they see a way out of it. If they do have a way out of it, Republicans will also lose, incumbents will lose in office if they do this, one of these boondoggle things. Again, if people are paying attention, but by the way, be clear, the Department of Defense just said, they said, don't worry, the Ukrainian citizens that are getting paid from the money that we gave them, that their checks will continue to be paid during the shutdown because they got to make sure. I mean,
And by the way, the shutdown means they're closed the national parks, the rest area, and the Vietnam Memorial on the mall.
Yeah.
And the few things the government gives us that are basically free, they'll shut them down because of the bike
right,
crack.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right. Hey, God is great.
Yeah, we need prayer. We need America. We need God in charge of this. Ed, how can people find Ed Martin?
Yeah, PhyllisSchlafly.com over there, and a lot of our stuff there, and also at Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter/X, fighting the good fight over there. So thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit coachhousegarages.com. That's coachhousegarages.com. Or call Chuck Ruth.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, get the whole store.
Check your weather. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer am brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
It's Take Your Child Outside Week nationally, and Urbana Park District has Blair Park with their bubble bonanza after 4:30 today. It's a full moon hike tomorrow, and kids go fishing on Friday. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ness vicinity still in the grip of this cutoff upper low that'll continue to slowly pinwheel south towards the Ohio. Still a couple of showers and spots here for the next 24 hours or so. And then better weather with a big pattern shift to warmer, to milder, and drier across the area too. And that'll be centered on the weekend and through the first half of next week. Partly sunny though for the day today. A couple of isolated and widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around later this morning and more so this afternoon, up to 74 on a light east southeasterly wind. A couple of showers and thunderstorms in spots early on tonight. Patchy late night fog and 59 tomorrow. Some patchy fog early on, then becoming partly cloudy, dry days worth of weather, and 75 with a light north wind. Friday, some patchy fog early, then sunshine, the high near 80. Weekend forecast, 81 here and over at West Lafayette. Sunshine, 82 on Sunday. Low to mid-80s Monday through Wednesday next week. Next chance for a couple of showers mid-next week as well. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, he's Steve Suderman. That's the man of good vibes. Been lifting boxes for 50-plus years and still going. He is the man. How are you, brother?
You think I have muscles.
Well, you do, man. They're bulging. That's why you wear loose shirts, dude. I know it, man. It's Steve Suderman, Good Vibes. It's Round Barn next to the driver's license facility. How are you?
I have a burning question.
Yep.
What's the deal with Illinois-Purdue coverage? It's only on Peacock.
I think I get
that.
That's only. I think I get it, so you can come to my house if you...
And we don't get it in the store, but we could sign up and you can get a trial offer of some kind or other.
I don't know, because it's like Apple TV and the Cardinal game. I never see those games. So
NBC is going to be running the Ryder Cup, so it's on. It's affiliated with NBC, but if you don't have Peacock, you're not. Well, you better get tickets and drive to Lafayette.
Well, that is a good heads up, because we haven't said that this week. Peacock, and people are going, how do I get Peacock? You sign up. They probably have a week trial, don't they?
I don't know what their offer is. We don't involve ourselves with that, but we can help you with a vehicle. The problem is, if you're rural and your internet isn't up to streaming, you're kind of out of luck. And so to that end, the T-Mobile 5G rural internet deal is really, really good. Mm. I mean, the area around Philo, for example, is phenomenal. Mm. You can get speeds up to 200 meg, for download speeds.
200?
Up that little Highway 130.
Okay.
It's for $50 a month, all in. No tax added to that, no nothing. That's your bill. So that's just something we've been doing. But if you want to get it for the weekend, you better call us quick, because they got to send you the box and all that to get that going.
Why do
but
I have no contract? Why am I paying Comcast $347 a month then?
You can get coverage for $50 that will cover a whole house. It's a really powerful router and internet device.
And you do that.
We do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can help you with the install, but it's designed to be a do-it-yourself. So there's that. Meanwhile. This is the end of our fiscal year this week. Next week starts 2024, as far as we're concerned.
Wow.
OLED TVs are down to the lowest prices ever, starting at $899. We've got deals on every kind of TV in the house. Anything we can shove out before the end of our fiscal, which is Saturday, helps us end the year with a bang. So we're wheeling and dealing right now.
Okay, so you always like a guy at the end of his fiscal year, because they'll give you deals. So what you want to do is get hold of Steve Suderman. How would one do that, sir?
Drop by 2010 Round Barn Road. You can see most of the things on gvibes.com, but there might be some things in the store that we can't really advertise that way.
I understand. I get the code word there. I get it. Stand by. Many, many years ago, when Steve was driving whatever he was driving, songs like this were coming out of his radio, and he probably remembers.
It was a Ford station wagon with no reverse.
The wagon dragon. How did you back up?
I would try to park on 4th Street, where it had a little bit of a downhill thing.
That's so funny. Man, we all had vehicles like that. That's exactly right. I don't know if you remember this. Anybody remember who sings it? That's the question.
Sugarloaf, maybe?
Ooh, well.
Am I good?
Yes,
nice.
Sir. You win whatever
you win
we're giving away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
name that to you.
You win a new OLED TV, baby. Come on.
There you go.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Steve Suderman over at Good Vibes. All right, we got County Clerk Aaron Ammons in the house. Stand by. We will talk. Don't go away. You're welcome to text in, 217-359-2255.
All of our guests. I hope we can get the camera on him. He's looking great.
Yeah.
Stevie, we're just not styling.
What do you mean?
I'll put the camera on you.
I'll put the camera on Diane.
Okay.
Always better radio.
Awesome.
All right, I am Stevie J. Our Carpet Weavers $500 offer stands. Just text in Carpet Weavers. I'm giving out $500 to spend there. We'll be right back.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your